everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, today we are talking about taking care of people with disabilities and how technology has really helped in keeping people with disabilities in their homes independently. We are talking with Dustin Wright, the general manager of Rest Assured, and Brian, a consumer who uses the program. Rest Assured offers in-home supports to people with disabilities and seniors through technology, including electronic sensors, speakers, microphones, and telecams. These devices actually link people in their own homes to Rest Assured caregivers who operate from offices in Lafayette, Indiana. Clients and caregivers can see and talk with each other through monitors, but if needed, an on-call person can be sent immediately to a person's home to provide on-site assistance or emergency services. Dustin, let's talk a little bit about what the program is, how it started, and how it actually is helping people with disabilities.
Sure. Rest Assured actually got its roots in 2000 and 2001 by a very small non-for-profit provider in Lafayette, Indiana, Wabash Center. The president there had the idea of Rest Assured. Kind of the core idea behind Rest Assured was what you'd kind of mentioned, independence, allowing people to live the most independent lifestyle possible in their home, giving them periods of time when appropriate to live without that constant staff person or caregiver in their home. At the same time, states are facing financial crisis and you know, crunches in Medicaid waiver money. We wanted to find a way to provide the support that people needed at a lower cost. One of the other factors when it was first developed was a human resource shortage. Providers in the state were finding it very difficult to hire and maintain good qualified staff and keep them. You know, turnover's been very, very high in this industry.
Sure.
This was just another way to kind of help those providers use the human resources that they have more effectively.
Now let's talk a little bit about, too, how the system is set up in someone's home, like Brian's home. How is it set up?
The first thing that we have to do is we have to know the individual, what their needs are. That's the most important part, I think.
So you involve family members, providers?
We involve the whole support team. Exactly, yeah. And get all that information from the person's support plan, behavioral support plan, what medications are they taking, and know that person like we were going to be working in the home with them. Then what we do is we actually look at the home, the layout of the home, where doors are, windows are, where walls are. And we kind of come in and we make a recommendation to the team. You know, we think you need this sensor in this area of the home to look for this type of activity so that we can be alerted if this happens. Or you need this device here on this ceiling so that we can, you know, see into this area of the home. And then we propose that back to the team. The team says yes or no on the system configuration, where those devices are going to be placed. And they also review that kind of care plan that they gave us. You know, this is how Rest Assured is going to be instructed to care for this person, and this is what the system's going to look like. The team then approves that. We install it. We then do an education period with the individual. And Brian, do you remember the when we first started, us kind of showing you how the system worked? And
yeah.
Did you enjoy that, Brian?
Yeah.
Because
I like it.
Yeah, you like it, and it had to give him some sort of peace of mind too, didn't it? I mean, because you were. There were people taking care of you, right? And that was obviously that's a big thing to parents and caregivers too, that their child is being taken care of by people who actually care enough to focus on them.
I think that's really the most important part of the system. It's not the technology. The technology is just a medium of connecting somebody that needs the support back to somebody that's providing the support. Mm-hmm. That person that's providing the support to the Bryans and all the other individuals we're supporting are all trained in their needs. So they know Brian, and they know Tom in Vincennes, and they know Mary in Fort Wayne. Those aren't real people. You know, they know each person that they're supporting on a very individual level, and they form relationships, which is, we weren't sure that was going to happen. We're excited to see it happening.
It's good, yeah. And let's talk a little bit about the collaboration between Purdue and Rest Assured and then Rest Care too.
Right, yeah, all three of those companies kind of were involved in the development of Rest Assured and still are.
Okay, so you said that you were in Indiana, but this goes farther than Indiana. Talk about that.
Yeah, we are. We did get our roots in Indiana. We started there. We also are retailing this service to other people across the country, and other state DD divisions are looking at this to include in their waiver. We're serving people in, I think, 8 or 9 states right now. wow. including Alaska, Ohio, Georgia, Texas, Wisconsin. Pretty broad range of people, too. You know, obviously, our company has its roots in DD, but we are also serving a lot of senior citizens, people with brain injuries. We've done some foster care settings in the past. Really, anybody that needs that support in their home and wants to live, you know, maximize their independence, rest assured could be appropriate for.
Brian, let's talk a little bit about what you like about Rest Assured, how it makes you feel to be on your own with help from people who go, okay, this is what you need to do. Let's watch you a little bit, take care of you. But how does it make you feel to be on your own?
I could say they put a good people. They are. Mm-hmm. They work with me. They talk to me. And I like to talk to them that I want to. And then I want to make sure I'm doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
They make sure I'm getting lonely. I'll talk to them real good. And one thing I like that Jason, I like to talk to him. I like them a lot.
Had you lived with people before?
Once. I didn't like it because they keep me up all night.
Do you like that, being on your own and being able to make your own decisions?
Yes, I do. And the rest of it, like Dustin, Dad, I like that he's doing it for me, and I'll tell him that I like it.
Dustin, let's talk about how it's funded and how people can get involved if they really want their child to be in the sense of independence, but have somebody to watch over them a little bit.
Right now it's funded through the DD waiver here in Indiana. So it is a part of the waiver program here. It would just be requested by the case manager in the individual's CCB, their budget. And that's how the services would kind of get started. If a family was interested, the first thing that I would suggest is get in touch with Rest Assured so that they can talk to us.
Great website, by the way.
Thank you. Talk to us. Look at the website. We have a variety of different brochures and videos that we can send them ahead of time to kind of get them warmed up to Rest Assured so they have the kind of baseline knowledge. But then we really want to meet with them and make sure that we can explain the system and the system and the supports, exactly how they work. We want them to be able to make an informed decision, basically.
And you said warmed up.
I guess I said the term warm up just because I think that the whole technology aspect is very new in this field. Other industries have used technology for decades, and this industry is just now starting to realize that, hey, we can use this to be more efficient and effective. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a new thing. I think with the newness comes the skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
Can my son or daughter be supported and not have somebody in the home?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as parents, everybody's concerned for their, you know, children's well-being first and foremost. And that's it. I think that they just have to know and see how the system really works and how the telecaregivers are supporting that person, that their son or daughter is not going to be alone. Yeah, nobody's going to be physically there, but if somebody needs to be physically there, a Rest Assured telecaregiver can get somebody there quickly. And just making sure that their children are safe.
Dustin, let's talk a little bit about how people can contact you and get involved here.
All of our contact information is posted on our website, which is just restassuredsystem.com.
Okay.
Our telephone number is 877-338-9193. We are in Lafayette, Indiana. Anybody can feel free to stop by the office at any time. We'll always have somebody there that can answer their questions.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
I wish you continued success, and Brian as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.